Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting third. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting seventh. The left fielder, David DiLucci. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Josh Barfield. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, CC Sabathia. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting seventh. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Blanton. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hafner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of DiLucci. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bradley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabathia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. DeLucci strikes out. One out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Garko reaches second base with a double. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sizemore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabathia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hafner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chavez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chavez hits a fly ball into left field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. There goes Bradley. The throw from Martinez to Peralta, and Bradley is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. Peralta strikes out. Two outs. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. DeLucci is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLucci strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 0 for 1 in the game. Cust strikes out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Garko hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield strikes out. 1 out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Blake is 0 for 2 in the game. Blake hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chavez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hafner for the out. 1 out. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. 2 outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peralta is 0 for 2 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradley strikes out. 1 out. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of DeLucci. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crosby hits a line drive towards third. Blake reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cust is 0-for-2 in the game. Cust hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball four. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Nixon. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Ellis scores. Kendall goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Tom Mastny now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Chavez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chavez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swisher moves to third. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. DeLucci is 0-for-2 in the game. DeLucci hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. DeLucci reaches second base with a double. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Garko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeLucci scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Justin Dutch Scherer now pitching. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Barfield strikes out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-3 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Blake is 0-for-3 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Garko moves to second. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hafner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Dutch Scherer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Crosby moves to second. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cust is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cust hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Crosby scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ellis is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cust moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kendall is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Cust moves to third. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stewart is 1-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Swisher is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swisher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Embree now pitching. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nixon is 0-3 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Peralta is 0-3 in the game. Peralta hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 1-2. DeLucci is 1-3 in the game, with a double. DeLucci hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Garko is 3-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.